flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yesterday, Jeff Ulbrich spoke for the first time to the media, and Mark Raimondi, who covers the Falcons for ESPN and ESPN.com, was there. And Mark, you know, Mike and I, we kind of dissected some of the sound bites and things that he said yesterday. He also came on our radio station with Andy and Randy, and you can check out that interview at odyssey.com. What was your take on the press conference and his tone, his demeanor, and what stood out to you?
I thought he did a good job. You know, I thought he showed some humility. You know, he kind of owned up to some previous mistakes, whether they be, you know, when he was here before or when he was with the Jets. So I thought he had an interesting line about how he didn't delegate when he became the interim head coach of the Jets, and he took on the role of, you know, the head coach and still retained the defensive coordinator responsibility. So I thought that, you know, he showed some humility. He didn't go into anything specific about, you know, what is this defense going to look like? He spoke kind of in platitudes about that stuff, you know, talked about, you know, looking, you know, having the defense be in multiple and kind of a lot of the same stuff that Jimmy Lake said last year about, you know, some 3-4, some 4-3. You know, Ulbrich's been kind of a 4-3 guy throughout his career, so we'll see how that kind of, like, you know, what this new version of him ends up being. But, you know, it's hard to gauge anything off the first press conference. He's obviously a guy that Raheem Morris trusts a lot. They go way back. You know, they've been friends for a long time, and he's also a guy that Robert Saleh, who's one of the best, you know, defensive minds in the NFL, trusted to be a defensive coordinator with the Jets. So, you know, we'll see where it goes.
We were just talking about the, you know, the collaboration. God, I hate that word when it's used in the Falcons. But anyway, how they come up with the talent this year. So Ra and Jeff Ulbrich, once he does the evaluations and the personnel department, Carl and I were just talking off the air. The perception for years has been that Arthur Smith wanted Kyle Pitts, and maybe it was a great way, the general manager perhaps thought it was a great way to start the relationship, and since there was so many needs, well, give the coach what he wants, which is a disaster. So how does this work? I mean, if there's a pie chart, who's making these decisions? Is it always falls on Fontenot?
I do think it really is that C word, collaboration, Mike. I really do. I mean, it has to be, right? I mean, it really has to be a collaboration. It can't just be, certainly the general manager, the front office, you know, they're going to have probably the final say, but it's going to have to, you know, if you're going to draft a defensive guy in the first round, number 15, which I think everyone believes that the Falcons will and should do. If they don't, I don't know what's going on.
Right.
You have to consult the defensive coordinator, right? You have to. Yeah, because, how is this guy going to fit into the scheme, into the system that we're going to be running? What does he do well? You know, whether that's a pass rusher, which I think most people would imagine would be the first pick. It could be a corner. Who knows? But, you know, you have to kind of talk to the whole brain trust, so to speak, because the Falcons are also a team that, you know, they put a premium on human beings as well. You know, they want character guys coming in, so they have to have that intel as well, and they have to kind of run that by. So it really is, you know, the collaborative effort. I know that it gets said way too often in Flowery Branch, but in that respect, I think it has to be.
We're talking with Mark Raimondi here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game about our Falcons. And as we start, you know, talking about the offseason and what this is going to look like. Now, we did hire a new defensive line coach. I do not know if you've had a chance to visit with him yet or not. But, you know, part of me, part of what I've been saying, Mark, is we got to develop Trice and Rook and Dorless and the guys we've already drafted. That's going to fall also on the plate of Jeff Ulbrich and our new defensive line coach, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. And I was actually having this conversation with your pal, our pal, Mark Zinno, yesterday at Flowery Branch about how, you know, there's not going to be a ton of cap excess this offseason, right? That's fair to say. The players that are in the building, there's going to have to be a premium put on developing who's already there, right? Mm-hmm. And those are the guys, the Rook Aurora-Rose, the Braylon Trices who's coming back off the ACL tear, the Brandon Dorlises who didn't get a whole lot of time this season, a J.D. Bertrand, you know, as far as an inside backer. But Kevin Ollie, you know, the new D-line coach, comes pretty highly regarded. That Houston Texans defense was quite good this year, and that defensive line was formidable. And you know, on paper, that's an intriguing name. That's an intriguing guy to bring in to see if he can kind of develop some of the young players on the Falcons defensive line the way that he did in Houston. So that seems like a pretty big positive.
Yeah, one thing for certain, you know, when you look at the Texans, they've got some special guys they were able to draft over the years, too, which certainly does help and get Danielle Hunter to come down in free agency and join Will Anderson. If we can get anything like that, giddy up. By the way, we've talked about, we just mentioned Joel Corey, the capologist from CBS, was on with us the other day. You find that we will be able to make minimal moves in free agency, or you'll still be able to pull one or two big fish in?
You know, it's going to take some jockeying, right? It's going to take some restructuring. It's going to take a few players to have their contracts the tweet. Yeah, that's a good word. You know, the salary cap is it can be nebulous at times, right? Yeah. You know, there are ways around, you know, it's not always a hard and fast type of situation. So there will be opportunities for the Falcons to add and to get better, but I don't. I mean, last offseason, that, you know, when you bring in a Kirk Cousins, you get Darnell Mooney, you get, you know, Charlie Warner. It's not. I don't think it's going to be a free agency like last season. I think it's going to have. You're going to have to hope to have a really good draft, and you're going to have to hope to, again, the guys that are in the building, the young players, even like an Arnold Ebiketie who's going into year three, guys like that. You know, you have to get them better. You have to get them to. You got to coach them up. You got to develop them, and that's going to be a big key for the offseason as well.
So, on your front, any Cousins news? Anybody talk to this dude? Anybody seen him?
Right.
Have not. You know, have reached out to his agent several times since the end of the season because Kirk was not at the you know locker room cleanout day. He was not there. At least not for us to see. We didn't see him that day. The media. So. Don't know what's going on with him. You know, that March, that mid-March deadline is still there. You know, that's still about 6 weeks out, a little more than that, as to that $10 million roster bonus. And that's going to be, you know, I think we're probably going to find out stuff around that date as to what is going to happen, you know, as far as is going to be a release, are they going to try to trade him? But it sure sounds like, you know, judging by what Terry Fontenot said a few weeks ago, that the message to the rest of the league is, we're not going to just give this, you know, we're not going to just drop this guy and have you pick him up for scraps. You know, you're going to have to try to trade for him if you want Kirk Cousins. We're comfortable having him as the backup. I don't think they're comfortable having him as the backup, if I'm being frank.
No.
You know, they're not. But that's the message to the league, right? If you're reading between the lines, you know, that's the message to the league. Like, hey, look, we're going to hang on to this guy to see if we can get some kind of compensation for him.
I mean, I know it's early days. Mark Raimondi from ESPN.com with us here. I guess you could argue if you find a trade partner, it makes sense to get maybe try to accumulate some more picks. Because, again, the more picks you accumulate, you do have to make the payroll work. But the idea that, you know, in years past, we had A.J. Terrell. We tried to trade down. We wound up finding a guy that's a really good piece here. We got Chris Lindstrom in the 14th pick. So we've had some quality there. But the idea that maybe that wouldn't be the worst idea, I guess, to maybe try to pick up some more draft equity and move down a little bit if possible?
I can certainly see that being a plan because they could use some more picks. They traded the third rounder for Judon. They lost the fifth rounder for the tampering last year. So I could definitely see the front office trying to accumulate some draft picks at some point. There could be some trades. But yeah, I would say as of right now, I would be surprised if the Falcons did not have more picks than they currently do.
Yeah, I agree. They've got to maneuver that.
One more thing. Mm-hmm. We're just talking about roster. You mentioned restructuring some guys, and you know he's got a big contract. It was about $20 million hit next year. And every time I say this, Carl, I feel like Grady's going to come bust through the door like the Kool-Aid man and punch me in the head. You think that Grady's days could be numbered here, or you think that he's a guy they like to...
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Keeping the program,
I really don't feel that way. You know, I'd be surprised if I'm honest. I really think that he's just a guy that, you know, for so many reasons, even off the field, he's just a good guy to have. You know, he's a great guy in the community. He's a great guy in the locker room. He's really a leader on the team. There's no doubt. And he produced this year, not at the level maybe of previous years, but he, if you look at some of his like pass rush win rate numbers that ESPN puts together. You know, he was, you know, a top 15, top 20 guy on the interior line. Again, not maybe what, you know, you would want or what he was in his prime, but, you know, he's still a guy that can produce. And there's also, you got to put the guys around him as well. You know, that's part of it too. David Onyemata did not have a great year. They had a few good games, but did not have a great year overall. And, you know, he could do some help there. So I think he's a guy that, you know, they could potentially look to restructure. You know, that would not be a shock to me, but I would be pretty surprised if Grady Jarrett was not an Atlanta Falcon next year.
Well, I've been saying this as well. I think we don't have enough guys around him so he can be as successful as he'd like to be, or we think he should be. But we will see how they all figure it out, because that's another part of this. Hey, Mark, great job as always, man. We appreciate you. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, it's Mark Schler of the Sink of Truth podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Sink of Truth podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.